Welcome back to Sounds Unexpected, a podcast acting as a hike for ears. I'm your host, Morgan Schoonover, and today our episode features artists who are making work around listening. You may remember the work from our last episode, bringing sounds of the cities to the intimacy of our ears. For the beginning of this episode, let's reflect on the environment. I once took a class by Dr. Edie Quinn called History of Environmentalism, in which we discussed the importance of environmental journals. Recording the weather, rates of growth, or the outcome of a specific crop or soil can inform us about the history of both the atmosphere and the seeds which were planted. Through understanding the historical capabilities of seeds and soil, we can better understand our impact on and relationship with the environment. As we continue to develop as a society, we continue to impact the environment. We change not only the landscape, but the soundscape too. Imagine if we had sound recordings of the world without airplanes, or New York City before it even had cars. The comparison to today is potentially astounding. Soundscapes are the sonic result of the relationship between the earth and ourselves, and listening can tell us more about both. Our first artist is Hannah Stewart. Currently, Hannah is working with the non-human sounds within her environment. Through this practice, she has a less passive relationship with her surroundings, echoing the theme of psychogeography from episode 3. The piece we are hearing today is made with objects Hannah found near her home in Kent, England. By using these objects, she challenges our perceptions of materiality and connects us more intimately with the environment. This piece is called Can, Ruler, Goblets, Sandpaper, Ceramic Shards, Vinyl Player, and Tape Recorder. The score is a text score and is loosely this. With patience and curiosity, explore each object through listening. Do not force or rush the sounds. Play with the object until you discover its special sound. Our next artist is Rachel Mangold, a double bassist and composer based in Brooklyn, New York. Currently, Rachel is working to create performance situations that invite in conversation, the uncertainty of life, and being human. The piece we are hearing today is a result of an unexpected buzz to the call box in Rachel's apartment. Not having invited anyone, she hit the listen button and said, "Hello?" and found that no one was there. Despite the absence of a person, there were a plethora of sounds. While the box was intended for the practical purpose of letting guests in, Rachel's piece, titled Call Box, reveals that the tool can act as a sort of reverse walkie-talkie in which you press the button in order to listen. The piece invites us to engage with sudden shifts between silence and sound. Through this, we are reminded that the instrument becomes a connection between home and street, all at the press of a button. Our final artist today takes us to Columbus, Ohio, and works with a more inward listening environment. Asyla is a sound artist, composer, and avid field recorder who draws inspiration from drones and repetitive sounds. When creating, she uses intuitive listening to create an evocative world of woven sonic layers. This use of intuition inspires a love for improvisation and audience participation in live sets, making it impossible for the same thing to happen twice. The work we will hear today is called DJ B, and is inspired by the calming, caring energy of a good friend.
Thank you.
The world is full of sound and endless ways of listening. Not only do these artists invite us into new listening environments, they also use listening as an important part of the compositional process. Whether the environment is urban, through objects, or inside ourselves, these artists remind us that something is always there, and we can tune in at any time. Thank you for listening to Sounds Unexpected. I'm your host, Morgan Schoonover. See you next time. Sounds Unexpected is made possible by KFAI in Minneapolis, Minnesota. You can learn more at kfai.org.